Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia voters elect new leaders in runoff and special elections across the state. Atlanta traffic deaths outnumbered homicides last year. And South Korea's ambassador visits Georgia to promote economic coordination.
Korea and the United States have started out on a journey to become a future-oriented, comprehensive strategic alliance.
Today is Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia voters in several cities and counties elected new leaders in runoff or special elections yesterday. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on some of the more closely watched races.
Democrat Akbar Ali won the runoff to fill former Representative Shelley Hutchinson's Gwinnett seat in the Georgia House. Ali is 21 years old, making him the youngest lawmaker under the Gold Dome. Democrat Mary Robichaux beat incumbent Republican Mayor Kurt Wilson in Roswell. And in Fort Valley, Shekinah Reeves won over incumbent Mayor Jeff Lundy. Several other metro Atlanta cities, including East Point and South Fulton, elected new mayors. Sandy Springs Mayor Rusty Paul won a fourth term against Democratic challenger Dante Carter. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
A federal appeals court has restored a Georgia ban on giving food and water to people waiting in line to vote. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday vacated an injunction issued 2 years ago that stopped the state from enforcing its ban on giving gifts near polling places. The panel of judges wrote that a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on another case had changed the legal landscape. The court ordered the case be returned to a lower court in Atlanta. The legislative committee that oversees the Georgia Lottery received an update today on how much lottery proceeds are helping Georgia students. Lottery Corporation President and CEO Gretchen Corbin told lawmakers that more than 2 million preschool students have received pre-K education through lottery funding.
So fiscal year 25, we returned $1.47 billion to education. This was our 10th consecutive year, over $1 billion in returns.
More than 2 million college students have received help paying tuition using lottery-funded scholarships. Governor Brian Kemp on Monday said the lottery's total outlay for education since 1993 has topped $30 billion. A new report of Metro Atlanta counties says more people died in traffic crashes than by homicide last year. The report from pedestrian safety organization Propel ATL says 425 people died in traffic crashes last year, while 410 people died from homicide. The report covers Clayton, Cobb, DeKalb, Fulton, and Gwinnett counties. DeKalb County had the most traffic fatalities of the counties surveyed. Fulton County had the most reported serious injuries, including serious injuries of pedestrians and cyclists. Traffic deaths in the five-county region were down more than 9% from 2023. The report gathered data from the Georgia Department of Transportation, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and other state and federal agencies. South Korea's ambassador to the United States has wrapped up a visit to Georgia to promote economic cooperation. Yesterday, the ambassador, Kang Kyung-hwa, toured the Hyundai motor vehicle plant in southeast Georgia, where an ICE raid in September rounded up hundreds of Korean workers who were later sent back to their home country. Kang did not address the raid when she spoke at a security and technology summit at Georgia Tech on Monday.
Thanks to the bountiful outcome of the summit agreement between the two presidents, Korea and the United States have started out on a journey to become a future-oriented, comprehensive strategic alliance.
Kang became Korea's top envoy to the U.S. a month after the raid and weeks before President Trump and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung finalized a trade agreement. The latest installment in Atlanta's rapid rehousing program will offer 100 units of affordable housing for the city's homeless residents. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more on the development.
The Waterworks Village includes two buildings made of shipping containers with three floors of studio apartments. The project was a collaboration with Atlanta Watershed to develop underused property near the West Side Reservoir. All 100 units are wheelchair accessible and include a full-size refrigerator. A third of units will also have access to on-site medical care through Project HEAL. Dr. Mark Holzberg co-chairs the project. He says it's a collaboration with six Atlanta area hospitals.
And Project HEAL is going to provide medical and mental health supportive care in-home, keeping those individuals out of the hospital, discharged to a warm bed instead of discharged to the street.
This is the city's third rapid rehousing project for unhoused residents. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Walmart cut the ribbon yesterday on a milk processing facility in Valdosta. The company says the plant will create 400 jobs and strengthen the retail giant's supply chain. The 300,000-square-foot facility represents a $350 million investment. Using milk produced by local dairy farmers, the Valdosta facility will ready for sale a variety of products, including whole 2%, 1% skim and chocolate milk for Walmart's Great Value and Sam's Club Member's Mark brands. Drones will be able to deliver Walmart packages to your house if you live near one of six Walmart supercenters in the Atlanta suburbs. The retail giant and drone delivery company Wing today announced the new service in Conyers, Dallas, Hiram, Loganville, McDonough, and Woodstock. Wing, a subsidiary of Google parent Alphabet, says its 12-pound white and yellow drones can range up to 6 miles at a cruising speed of 60 miles per hour, delivering packages in 5 minutes. Doctors Hospital of Augusta has opened its first freestanding emergency room in Columbia County. The hospital said the ER in Evans opened yesterday. It's the first of two new ERs coming to the rapidly growing county and Augusta suburb. Wellstar is expected to open a hospital in Grovetown in the fall of next year. Atlanta will host the U.S. men's national soccer team for two of its final friendlies before next year's World Cup. U.S. Soccer yesterday announced the matches at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Belgium on March 28th and against Portugal 3 days later. The latter friendly brings the possibility of Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo, the all-time leading scorer in men's international soccer history, playing in the U.S. for the first time since 2014. It also brings soccer fans in the Southeast two opportunities to see the U.S. team, including stars Christian Pulisic and Tyler Adams, before the World Cup. The tournament's group draw is Friday, with venue assignments Saturday. In football, Georgia Tech has announced a new 5-year contract for coach Brent Key. The school has rewarded the coach with an extension for the second consecutive year. He led Georgia Tech to a 9-3 regular season. The deal runs through the 2030 season. A former Georgia Tech player, Key has led the Yellow Jackets to a 27-19 record in 3-plus seasons. The Yellow Jackets closed the regular season with losses in 3 of their last 4 games, including Friday's 16-9 loss to UGA. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that you choose Georgia Today as one of perhaps many sources of news. Thanks for choosing us. And remember, you can check gpb.org/news for updates to any of the stories you heard on the podcast today. And remember, we're going to be back tomorrow afternoon with all the latest headlines. You won't want to miss a minute, so subscribe now and you won't miss a thing. Your feedback is important to us, so send it to us by email if you have any. Story ideas welcome too, at the same address, which is GeorgiaToday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.